As I was praying about this, my son made a video for the church, and at the end of it, he made this statement. He said, we're going to have an extraordinary, extraordinary year. When I heard him say that, it was the Holy Spirit just dropped that into my spirit. It just dropped in like I don't even know how to explain it. It was just as firm as you talking to me that the Holy Spirit dropped in my heart. And the word I have that I want to give to you, I want to prophetically speak, is that this year is going to be an extraordinary year. I'm telling you now what the Lord told me. This is going to be an extraordinary year. You are going to have an extraordinary year. I know we're talking to the kids, but let me talk to you. God wants you to have an extraordinary marriage. God wants you to have extraordinary health. God wants you to have extraordinary blessings and wealth and prominence and position. God wants to elevate you and he wants to bring you up. He wants you. I just know, I heard from the Lord, this is going to be an extraordinary season. Somebody ought to shout out, yes, sir, yes, sir. Come on, do you believe it? It's going to be extraordinary. On your job, it's going to be extraordinary. Things you didn't know you could do, you're going to do. Things you didn't know you were able to achieve, you're going to achieve. You're going to see things and experience things that God is going to put his hand in a way that's going to make an impact. And where you feel like you're failing, I want you to know, get out of failure, get into success. Right now, I speak it over you in the mighty name of Jesus. I call you successful. I want you to shout it out, I am successful. I want you to speak over your kids, whether they be in college or whether, and all of our educators and all of our teachers and all of our cafeteria workers and garbage people, wherever you are working within the school system, I want you to realize you're going to be successful. You're going to have the favor of Almighty God on you. I want you to yell it out, I'm going to have success. That's not yelling it out. That's not enough. You didn't say it like you meant it. Come on, kids, students, parents, teachers. Come on. We're going to have success. Look at your neighbor and say, you're going to have success. If you're living in a box and you don't know how, you don't have any air conditioning and you've been sweating every day, I want you to know things are about to change. You're about to get you some AC and God's going to get you a house with some AC. And if your car is about to break down, I see extraordinary coming. I see a new car and some new finances and new jobs and new experience. I'm telling you, the Lord told me there's going to be extraordinary. Woo! It's going to take a little more shouting than that. I'm going to need a little bit of organ every once in a while. And so they just realized, some of them, they got to start jumping up and giving God a shout. You know, you got to open your mouth and you got to say some stuff. You got to speak some stuff out. You can't just sit there and not say something. You got to say it till you see it. Come on, somebody. You got to speak out the word of God. When you speak it out, you're going to see it come to pass. This year is going to be extraordinary. Come on, church. That's right, that's right, that's right. Come on, we're not going to leave here the same. We came here to be different. I came here to be touched by the presence of God. I didn't come here to just sit in a seat. I didn't show up to just show up. Something's going to change. Something's going to change. My life's about to change. My experience is about to change. I'm seeing things turn around. Woo! Glory! I didn't come here to lollygag about. I didn't come here to fiddle about. I know sometimes you got to talk and speak the way you'd speak to the devil. And the Bible says when you talk to him, he's got to flee. I want you to know, devil, you're not holding our kids down. You're not holding them down. You're not going to do what you think you're going to do. You're not going to overcome my children. You're not going to overcome my house. You're not going to overcome my house. Oh, hallelujah. I came here to do business today. I came here to make a wave. I came here to turn it around. I came here to preach it down. Hey, come on, somebody shout. Come on, shout a minute. Shout a minute. Shout a minute. Say it, say it, say it. Let your kids see you praise. Let your kids see you shout. Let your kids see you dance. Let your kids see you raise your hand. Let your kids know, I believe, I believe. Give me a minute of praise. Give me a minute of praise. Come on, take 2 minutes. Take 2 minutes. Come on, take a couple minutes. Clap a little bit. Lift your hands up. Yeah, I got it. I got it. I got it. Oh, I got it. I got it. Oh, there's something about that Holy Ghost. I can't explain it. Got it in my feet. Got it in my hand. Got it in my walk. Got it in my tongue. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, somebody knows what I'm talking about. You can't be in this room and not know what I'm talking about. There's something about to happen in your life. Something about to happen at your school. Something's about to happen with your kids. When they said no, God already said yes. When somebody else refused them, God accepted them. I want you to know, I gotta praise. Somebody's got it. It's okay. You can praise him here. You can shout in this church. You can dance in this church. You can yell in this church. You can scream and holler in this church. You can bless God in this church. Don't hold it back. Don't hold it back. Let him know. I give it to you, Lord. I give it to you, Lord. You're going to make it different. You're turning things my way. I give it to you, Lord. Somebody's got it. Somebody's got it. Somebody knows you're about to see blessing. Somebody knows he's coming in the middle of your marriage. Somebody knows he's going to touch kids. Somebody knows if your child is in trouble and you don't know if they're going to make it out, this is your moment. Now is your moment. Now is your moment to say, I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know God's going to bring them out. I know God's going to turn it around. I know God's going to fix it. I know God's going to help me. I'm not on my own. I'm not doing it by myself. I'm doing it with the help of the Holy Ghost. I'm doing it with God's help. I'm coming out. I'm coming up. I'm going over. I'm going up. I'm going through. Hallelujah. Yeah. to stop. They ain't going to stop if you don't stop. Hey. I see marriages restored. I see healing and help. I see deliverance. I see people coming out. I see people, the bondage coming off. I see the chains broken. He breaks every chain. He breaks every chain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit down, sit down, sit down. I got tickled watching how God heals people. You know, we go to Myrtle Beach, you know, and people that we saw with walkers. We're at the beach now. They're walking around without the walker. I thought you had a walker. No, I'm healed. I'm telling you, at Family Worship Center, just listen to me. We're having miracles, 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 signs and wonders, deliverance. There's stuff happening. If I was ever going to get in church, I'd get in right now. I'd get in right now. Don't listen to nobody else. Just look, you're sitting here today. You ought to know what's going on. You ought to sense by the power of God. This is your season. This is a season of the Holy Ghost. Get in the season of the presence of God. Get in the season. Whew. Joshua 1:8, God gave me something for you. Says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you'll meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Somebody say, I want a prosperous way. And you shall have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong, kids, moms and dads. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And this is exactly what it says. Be not afraid, neither dismayed, for the Lord your God goes with you wherever you go. I thank God I know Jesus. Somebody else say, thank God I know Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God. You know, God said he wanted me to have a life. But he just didn't stop at life. He said, I want to give you, the thief comes to steal your life, to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came that you could have life. Now, life is good. But he didn't stop at life. He said, abundant life. I want you to know right now that every believer in this room, God has designed you to have an abundant life. A life full. A life of supremacy. A life of fullness, a life of anointing, a life of goodness, a life of kindness, a life of mercy and peace. And he's not come that you would have that stolen from you. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, God wants me to have a good life. Now, God didn't say there, if you follow my word, you'll have less. He said, if you follow my word, you're going to have. Oh, come on, church. Where you been going? If God said life and then he said, come on, church, more abundant life. For you in this room, God doesn't want you just to have a life. He wants you to have a more abundant life. I want you to shout out, God wants me to have a more abundant life. That's why the word is so important. That's why I keep saying you come to church, be in the house of God, because faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. If you have his word, you have a guarantee of life, and that more abundantly. Extraordinary. What does it mean? I want you to catch this, get this. It means this, going beyond what is usual. Okay, now listen, this is God spoke to me about you. He spoke to me about your college. He spoke to me about your marriage. He spoke to me about your children. He spoke to me about your future. He spoke to me about your jobs. He spoke to me about career paths. He spoke to me about the school system. Of the governments here, the educating system. And he told me that we're going to have an extraordinary, extraordinary football seasons, extraordinary basketball seasons, extraordinary baseball seasons, extraordinary track, extraordinary cheerleading. In other words, it's not going to be what's usual. Come on, somebody. God doesn't want just the usual with you. He's got a plan to do unusual things with you, with your life. You're going to be unusual in your environments. Is anybody hearing what I'm trying to tell you this morning? Unusual. He's taking you to unusual things. What else does it mean? Regular or customary, extraordinary powers, exceptional or very marked extent. It means very unusual and special. God has a plan. I heard it by the Lord for you to do the unusual and the special. Oh, I know you're special, but he's going to do unusual and special things with you that you didn't comprehend. You haven't seen. You don't know. Then when he talks about eye had not seen, ear had not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of a man the things God has in store for them. I'm talking about God has guaranteed me. God has told me. God gave me a word. I heard it by the Holy Ghost. God wants to do unusual and special things this year. That's not enough shouting. I know it's hot, but if you breathe a little better, you'll be. Do you feel like you're exercising? Different type, greater in degree than usual or ordinary. You can say it's going to be unordinary. Unordinary. I mean, think about, I know you know the routine and you've gotten the thing down, you know, because we get our way down, but God wants to take that way and put his hand on it and make it special for you. Church, I'm telling you, something special is on the horizon. Things you had no idea God could do, he's about to do. He doesn't have to lower anybody to make you higher. God knows how to lift everybody up. Somebody say amen. He don't have to take nobody down. You need to know that because sometimes you feel like somebody else has to deteriorate so you get to expand. No. God knows how to expand us all. He knows how to lift us all up. He knows what we need to do. He knows how to bless us in every area of life. Unordinary. It's used to describe something that does not happen regularly but is arranged for a special purpose. It is a special purpose. God is arranging for a special purpose. It's beyond the usual. It's beyond the ordinary, regular, or established. It's exceptional in character, amount, extent, degree, noteworthy, or remarkable. It is beyond the ordinary. Several years ago, some of you may remember this, several years ago, I'm standing here on a New Year's Day. We're about to have Agreement Sunday, and the Lord came on me. I had gone to West Florence High School, and this was back years ago, so Stephen was in junior high, and there was some kind of camp at West Florence, so I went to West Florence High School for this camp. I'd never been in West Florence High School, never. But I walk in the school, and it's like a spirit hung in the place. I know why you're explaining. I could just, it's like a spirit hung in there. And so I start looking around, and to be honest with you, it wasn't well taken care of. The band room was a mess. The ceiling tiles were falling out of the ceiling. It was somebody might have used words to describe it like trashy. Don't be mad if you went to West Florence High School. Everybody, who went to West Florence, raise your hand. I'm not running your school down. Listen to me. And I'm thinking, Lord, this is awful. This is supposed to be one of the premier schools in our city. This is before they built all these brand new elementary schools. And do you know what I'm talking about? Because they built Del Mays now new and all these stuff. I mean, all that wasn't there. And the Lord comes on me that Sunday. And I begin to prophesy. This is the impact a church can have. This is the impact you and I could have because one can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. And when God gives us a word, we got to take the word. You can't ignore the word. You can't take it for granted. See, we take church for granted. Some of you take church for granted, but it is a life-changing experience. It is a change that can happen. And the Lord comes on me and says, they're going to build stadiums. Remember, we only had one stadium we had to share every Thursday and Friday. They'd go down there and play in schools. We'll swap around. That was ridiculous. And the Lord said to me, they're going to build stadiums. They're going to build buildings. I mean, I saw buildings. I saw stadiums being built. I heard God say, I'm going to change the principals and I'm going to change the administration. And I prophesied it from this stage. All of a sudden, the West Lawrence principal is removed and they have to put a new one in. South Lawrence changed. Sneed changed. I mean, this is happening right after I prophesied. Boom, boom, change comes. And a new administration comes in. And they were voting. Do you remember when they voted on the schools? Anybody remember that day when they voted on the stadiums and all of us were going to pay like two penny tax and all that stuff and we refused it? You remember that? And I stood up here and said, they're going to build stadiums even though they had refused it. Y'all remember them days? Some of you remember it. Then all of a sudden, they start building a stadium at Wilson. Now, I don't know. I think that it's something. I heard some guy donate a whole bunch of money to Wilson High School. I'm thinking they're building this stadium because that guy donated the money. And I'm kind of going around bragging about Wilson's getting a brand new stadium. Because my son was playing football over there at the time. I'm like, you know, so all of a sudden I go to one of the football players here in the gym. I'm like, they're building a new stadium. He's, yeah, they're working on ours over there at our school. Wait a minute, what are you talking about? Yeah, so they decided to build three stadiums in every school. Every school got a brand new stadium. Then they built a brand new building on West. They changed out the administration, changed out the principals. They changed the school system. New elementary schools are going up. Even new ones are coming on now. God took one word spoken right here, and he manifests a change in our city. Amen. That wasn't a my word. God doesn't use men. Men are faulty. Men say dumb stuff. I've said dumb stuff. I make people mad accidentally. I preach stuff and go home and go, oh, God, I wish I hadn't have said that. When I see the people don't come back up, then I ran them off. Not intentionally. God doesn't use men because they're great. He uses a church and men because you're great. He cares about you. And what he does, he's doing for the body of Christ, not for an individual. That's why he could say less of me, more of you. When you're a pressure, you preacher, you realize that there will be less of you. Someday there'll be none of you. It better be about God. It better be what the word of the Lord says. It better be, you know, I mean, this young man was sitting here. He had all kinds of heart failure, all kinds of heart disease. Was it kidney or hearts? Heart. They didn't think he was going to live. We laid hands on him, prayed over him, believed with him, and still here. She was on a walker. She's not on a walker no more. God loves people. And he wants to work in people. I'm telling you today, the same God that spoke through me and said to us we'd have new schools, new businesses, new gymnasiums and new courts and new, I mean, that God that spoke into your life is the same one that told me that this year, listen to me, is going to be extraordinary. I want you to know something. We're about to walk in the extraordinary. And when God says he wants to make your way prosperous and that you'll have good success, I am telling you this morning by the Spirit of God, you're in a house right now where God is speaking, and I'm telling you that he's saying to us that as a church and as a people listening to me today, that God wants to make your way extraordinary. There's more on the horizon, and you're about to experience the unusual in your life. You don't have to do it. God will do it. How many know when you fight with God, God does the fighting? Somebody ought to say amen. How many know God is for you? And if God is for you, it doesn't matter who's against you. There'll always be people. There'll always be moments. There'll always be situations. There'll always be challenges. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You're sitting on top of a miracle this morning. You're sitting in the seat of a miracle this morning. I'm confessing that the God that is El Shaddai is El Shaddai over your finances. He's El Shaddai over your school bill. He's El Shaddai over your health. He's El Shaddai over your social work. He's El Shaddai over everything in your life. I want you to know God is for you. that was preached a lot better than it was shouted. You think you're hot? I'm steaming. I might not even be able to eat Chico's. I might have to go home. He said, what are you doing? I'm catching my breath. That's it. Beyond the unusual. There are examples of unusual things in the Bible. David is an example of the unusual. Stones for a giant. The walls of Jericho is a moment of unusual experience. They blew trumpets and the walls fell down. Sarah giving birth to Isaac is a moment of the unusual. A 99-year-old woman had a baby. I'm talking about that kind of unusual. I'm talking about extraordinary. The kind of thing, listen, I want you to say it with me again. I want you to get it in your spirit. I'm about to see the extraordinary from God. Serving God. Oh, you don't have to say this, but I'll... Should have told you stuff. It's more valuable than material things, serving God. Proverbs 16:16 says that having wisdom and understanding is better than having silver or gold. Nice and expensive items can be enjoyed, but there are very few things in life that can be taken away and that will never go out of style and truly make you a better person. Today, I want to tell you, if you get a chance to enhance your knowledge, can't nobody take that away.